Welcome to our One Island, One Earth project.
When I first came here, I was young. There were not a lot of other young people living on the island. I have lived here for almost 50 years.
Moved here in 77.
Well, I've been here now for 31 years.
I was 7 years old when I first came. And our family came every summer for about 2 months.
I've lived here and worked here, but I haven't worked here all my life yet.
Why are you living here on Galliano today?
Well, I really enjoy it. I enjoy the, the space and the fresher air than what we get in the bigger cities. I can grow a fairly big garden here, and I like the community.
Got a really good lifestyle. I really like the people over here. Everybody seemed to be having fun, and I want to be part of that, and still is that way.
And I have a business here. I have a trucking business and I bring supplies for people.
This has always been my home. I raised 4 kids here who grew up and went through the entire school system in the Gulf Islands. And I've taught here for a long time.
Nature, and there's something about living on an island too, with those, where the boundaries are really sort of easily defined. It's a really supportive community. And it's a place of incredible beauty.
What environmental changes have you seen during your time on Galliano?
I think that certainly it's changing. It's with, the population, more homes, and maybe a little less forest.
There's some invasive weeds that I've seen a lot of down in Georgetown Bay.
The weather seems to be not so predictable anymore. Kind of crazy, wicked rainfalls, like rivers.
Atmospheric rivers. Max Lowe was here, so there'd be environmental changes that way.
I've noticed the effects of climate change in Galliano. I've noticed that we are experiencing much drier summers and wet winters. And there doesn't seem to be a lot in between. I've noticed certain things are suffering because of that. The cedar trees and a lot of the arbutus trees don't seem to be doing too well either.
In the past, how much did you rely on the land and sea? How has that changed?
Well, rely on the sea for the transportation. I didn't rely on the land for growing things. My family had a store, so I relied on the store to get something to eat.
Yes, I relied on the land and the sea living on Galliano, like many of us do. Sawmilling and tree falling were my main thing, although I ran the water taxi, the school boat, for a couple of years. Yeah, I've fished, and I still rely on my sawmill.
I'm still relying on the land a lot. I grow a good variety of vegetables, and I've got about 8 different kinds of fruit trees. So that was one of the things that I enjoy about here, is that having the bigger space, you can put in a big garden or have extra fruit trees. I enjoy seafood from local people, sometimes some fish and that kind of stuff. And as far as how it's changed, the last few years, with weather, it's been kind of a challenge. And I did notice this year, for example, the spring's been so cool that anything that I've put in the ground are really slow.
We try to get fresh seafood whenever we can. It was a lot easier to get and a lot more affordable in the past. I don't rely on the land and the sea here.
Do you think you are currently living a sustainable lifestyle? If not, what are your challenges?
These are big questions for little guys. Yeah, I'm sustainable. Yeah, I earn a living here, so I guess it's sustainable.
Yeah, I think it's totally sustainable. I mean, I've been here for 47 years, so something must be working out. Yeah, it's very sustainable. The trees are growing. I'm always amazed at how fast they grow back. And I've relied on them through a lot of my livelihood here. They just seem to keep coming back, and I like what I see.
I try to live, you know, sort of that way, but I know at times it's not always perfect. Sometimes you grow vegetables, but you might have a crop failure, so then you're out buying them again. On a whole, you know, I don't drive that much. Try to do a fair amount of walking. The recycling depot we have here, that really taught me how to at least really learn about recycling and the importance of it. I'd like to get rid of all this plastic that I keep recycling, but it's pretty hard because everything you tend to buy, you know, it's in plastic, but that's still a barrier or a block for me sometimes.
There's so many different ways to interpret these questions in a way. So sustainable, I would say that my lifestyle could probably use a little bit of work. Like some of the barriers I would say would be just getting around, you know, like the fact that I use my car a lot. If I'm thinking of maybe reducing my carbon footprint. We have a big garden. Oh, I know we try to grow a lot of our own good fresh organic vegetables and buy locally, kind of keep supporting the community. But yeah, some of the barriers are perhaps practical and some of them just in my head. I just have to keep wrapping myself around to like how much I can live kind of closer to the land and have less impact.
Living a sustainable lifestyle is net zero. So that means that I don't have any impact on the environment, and I do. I recycle an awful lot of plastic, but I try to be very careful. And I feel as though my lifestyle is more sustainable than it used to be.
What changes would you like to see happen in the future?
Oh, enough places for people to live that work here. That would be a good change.
I would like to see more people living in the homes that they have built. There are many, many very expensive, fancy homes on the island, and nobody lives in them. I'd like to see affordable housing happen. I don't want Galliano to be an island of wealthy retired people. I would like to see us all look after our island more. And that means not overbuilding on the island, understanding that we have limited water.
I'd like to see people able to move here and be able to build a house. It seems so hard for people to make ends meet, and then there just seems to be so many rules about the way you build. I think it holds people back from their livelihood. That's one of the main things I can think of.
Affordable housing. Yeah, that's kind of at the top of my list. I would like to see Galliano be a place for a more diverse population. Diversity is very healthy. Galliano a bit more welcoming for people for whom home ownership will never be a reality or they don't want it to be.
I'm always thinking how important it is to keep younger families here and younger people. And I realize it more and more as I age, because, you know, as you get older, yeah, you can't do as much as you once did. So, you know, I always think, yeah, we're gonna need those younger people. You know, we just have to really think out carefully how we're gonna continue to live on this island and maybe work together.